Welcome to the first episode of a new podcast series, Day in the Life of AML, brought to you by Jade Third Eye. My name is Adrian Isaac and I'll be your host. Thank you for joining us and I hope you're sitting comfortably. Today my guest is Stacey Blackwell. Stacey is the head of financial crime for Skipton Building Society. The team have recently been nominated for the ICA Financial Crime Team of the Year. Congratulations on the nomination, Stacey.
Thanks very much, Adrian.
Thanks for joining me. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Yeah, good, really good.
Good. It's really good to be here in Skipton's lovely offices and getting this podcast series kicked off with you. So it's all about exploring a day in the life of AML, right? So speaking to professionals like you from different corners of the industry, the point of it is to gain an insight into the unique challenges each one of you face and just how you're going about meeting those challenges, right? So so today, specifically, I'd like to discuss with you the work you and your team are doing. The topic being, this is something we've obviously discussed in the lead up to this, how can financial institutions do better by their customers in relation to fighting financial crime? Big topic. So I'd like to explore the work you're doing and hear about the ethos of Skipton and and your colleagues. So firstly, I understand there's a team of 18 people here that you're...
That's right.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm just interested to know, can you give me a rundown how that's set up, how that's structured?
Yeah, so I really firmly believe that we need to match the kind of criminal element of how they work, criminals work. Mm. And they are multi-skilled and they tackle anything. They'll take the opportunities to try any different types of crime. Mm. So our team is set up to be multi-skilled.
Right,
so
okay.
Everybody in the team is trained on fraud and AML.
Okay.
They're also trained to deal with any kind of accounts that are based in our money business or our home business.
Okay.
Yeah. So they look at mortgages, they look at savings accounts, they look at financial advice.
Mm. So as a building society, you would have unique challenges to your particular type of business. I'm interested to know what your key areas of focus are, really.
Yeah, so one of the areas of focus for us is technology. So we really want to utilise technology to help us in our fight against financial crime. So we're looking at ways that we can really implement different types of technology to look at different elements of a customer's profile, of the kind of transactions that we might be seeing. Okay. We want to risk rate our customers and understand a little bit about how risky they might be for our business.
Yeah.
So we're looking at technology that will help us to do that in a more effective way.
Yeah. So is that because currently a lot of the things you're doing are actually manually? Manual processes?
Yeah, so we do have some automation, but we rely very much on our colleagues in the team to take a human check of everything, which is really, really effective. So we're very effective, but we know that criminals are upping their game all the time and we need to do exactly the same.
Yeah, I mean, just on that with technology, because they're obviously up in the game all the time. You know, there's a lot of chat around the new ChatGPT and AI and so on, and the fact that people are concerned that they are using that technology to, and therefore keeping one step ahead of your team. I mean, how are you and your team keeping up with all of that?
It's a massive challenge.
Yeah.
It is a massive challenge. There's no getting around that. Mm. We, you know, make sure that we spend time in industry forums. Mm. We make sure that we are got our ear to the ground in terms of new technology that's emerging. Mm. We have some really great relationships with technology providers where we can test things. So obviously, you know, you're one of our providers. Mm. One of the great things we're able to do is really customize what we do through the Jade Third Eye technology. Mm. We can build things that suit just our particular needs and that are very specific to the way that the building society does transactions.
Mm.
So that's really, really helpful. Mm. And we do spend a lot of time testing things, trying new things and looking for the optimum way to spot something that just looks a bit unusual or a transaction that might need our attention. And we take really great pride in the fact that we will ring our customers. So my team is not a team that is sitting behind some sort of screen within the building and not reachable by our customers. If we think a customer is at risk, we will absolutely pick up the phone and speak to that customer. So they're getting that direct contact with an expert, which is really helpful for them. We can give them tips and give them extra security and things like that in the moment. So it really works for us.
Yeah. So for you, you know, there's obviously technology and then there's the training side of things, staff awareness, and there's also the customer as well.
Absolutely. They're first and foremost.
Yeah.
The customer is right at the heart of everything. So whenever we're thinking about how our technology will be implemented, we're thinking about the impact on a customer. So we want things to be slick and quick. We're all customers ourselves of banks and building societies, and you want things to be easy to interact with. You want them to feel intuitive. We want that for our customers. So whenever we're thinking about new technology, we're thinking about the impact on the customer first, and then working backwards to, and what do we need to do from a risk perspective?
So I guess, I suppose, one of the major things, for particularly unique to Skipton or any other building society, is the fact that it's the shift from branch, you know, and cash deposits and to very much an online, you know, behaviour.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, how are you dealing with that in the sense of the, you know, the changing landscape of financial crime, the different methods
Utilised. The Skipton is really committed to its branch network, so we still have 87 branches, and we're very committed to our branch network. And our branch colleagues are really, really well trained. They're excellent at spotting, you know, things that look unusual or customers who are vulnerable. The online space is more difficult because obviously customers are more anonymous. That they're at a distance. We sometimes don't meet these customers because they choose to interact with us completely online. Which gives us that challenge of how do we really know exactly who we're dealing with? How do we know what's unusual for that customer? Because we don't have that interaction face to face with them. So it's a challenge that's faced by everybody, and it's looking for the patterns and the behaviours that look like they're not the normal transaction for that customer.
Yep. And therefore, that's where the technology comes in.
Exactly.
And it just helps you, I suppose, spot patterns more easily and actually just take a bit of the thinking out potentially of it in some ways, would you say?
Yeah, so, you know, at the moment our monitoring looks at certain rules with certain parameters. Once those parameters are hit, it's then for a human to have a look and say, okay, so there's an alert here for us to look at. What is that telling us? What activity can I see in the preceding 12 months? What looks unusual for this customer? There's all that in there that they need to take into account before they decide, is this a risk to the customer or not? Do I need to call that customer and go through some safeguarding with them to check that it was them? Do I need to ask if they want some extra security? There's various elements to it, but the initial point that we look at is that alert. So it's fired against some parameters in a rule, and we say, okay, we need to have a look at that now.
So yeah, the way you see it, it sounds to me like very much in utilizing the technology available to enhance what the human can do, basically, you know. So there's a lot of good automation out there, but it's not at the expense of, you know, the human, if you like. So in terms of, I mean, we're obviously well into 2023, but just very quickly, I'm just interested to know 2022. What were the biggest challenges that you guys faced as a team? Would you say?
I think.
And how did you solve them?
Yeah, one of the biggest challenges, I guess, was I was new into role as the head of financial crime. Our CRO is also new into role. So one of the challenges we faced was just kind of understanding exactly what that landscape looked like for us, what we wanted to change immediately, what could stay the same. And then the biggest challenge I think industry faces, as well as Skipton, is the regulator is still looking at financial crime. It's still a high priority, as it should be. And that means changes to regulation, and keeping up with those changes is one of the biggest challenges I think we face, like everybody does.
So it's balancing that need, you know, the you know, like you were saying, you've got to have many hats. You've got to be able to be very agile and throughout your day, throughout your week. And, you know, say, for instance, you mentioned the other day around the fact that the new economic crime document came out from the government, 90-page document. You've got to fit that in somehow.
Absolutely.
And then interpret it and then implement something like that. So, and then still maintaining the current fight.
The day-to-day is the interactions with the customers, looking at transactions, looking at, for the team essentially, that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
my role is to sit above that and understand the wider picture, the landscape across the country and internationally. Is there anything that could impact Skipton, and what do we need to do to make sure that we mitigate that risk? You know, the issues with Russia and the Ukraine have brought sanctions risks very much to the forefront of everybody's mind again. That's a ever-evolving and changing picture. Keeping up with that is a challenge for everyone. And I think, you know, Skipton does an excellent job of that. We've got great technology that helps us to do that. But it's still a challenge. It's making sure that you're not dropping that plate while you're spinning that plate. And that's absolutely the reality of what we do all the time.
So given the ever-changing landscape, the, you know, the obviously the updating of various legislation, how do you see the year ahead panning out for you? What do you see as the challenges? What are the things that Skipton are hoping to achieve?
Yeah, so Skipton is undergoing a huge technology transformation at the moment, which brings with it some amazing benefits, but equally some challenges, which mean that we need to lean in together as a team. So it requires resource and expertise from our team, as it does for many other teams across the business. And we're all leaning into that challenge of, we know what the end goal needs to be. We know that we need to keep the business and our customers safe. And we do it together by having great conversations, really great collaboration. It takes time, obviously, out of everybody's day, but we're all really focused on the end goal and what that will bring for the business ultimately.
One of the things we've spoken about in the past is motivation and keeping people pulling in the right same direction, keeping people motivated, making sure they feel like they're playing in this whole financial crime mission is being recognised. I mean, how do you maintain? I mean, it's a team of 18 people. It's a very big team. How are you maintaining that?
And Adrian, what I would say is I'm really lucky. So we've got some great people in the team. You know, every single one of them, every single day, is doing everything they can to stop bad guys doing bad things to good people. That is motivation for most of us. So I think what we do is we've all got this alignment to the core value of doing the right thing for our customers. And the right thing sometimes might not feel like the right thing for the customer. So putting stop withdrawals on an account, for example, because we actually need to talk to them and check that it was them that wants to do the transaction. That might not feel right for the customer, because they're thinking, I just want to do my transaction. But actually, it is the right thing to do at that point, because we've got some information that says this looks a bit unusual. So they're really focused on that. And I think we've got a really clear mission. So as a team, our mission is to prevent fraud and money laundering. That's it. That's our mission statement. And I think if you've got a really clear mission, that helps people stay focused. There's no ambiguity there. So it doesn't matter what your role is, what level you're at. If you come across something, it's absolutely your job to take action and do something about it. And that's how we stay focused, I think.
Definitely. How are you keeping everybody up to date with the latest changes in technology and so on? Because it's, you know, it's obviously ever changing.
The team, when we went into COVID, when COVID hit and lockdown happened, the team very quickly had to become agile at dealing with a hybrid working situation. So we all worked from home. Very, very effective. It happened very quickly. Skipton, you know, rallied amazingly. The technology was just there, ready to go. And it, at that time, we decided that the way to keep the team really focused and in touch with each other was to have three very short huddles every day. So we have very short meetings, three times a day, 15 minutes or so max, and sometimes they're much less, where we touch base, checking with each other, what's happening operationally, is there anything else that people need to know about that's going to impact their day? And then we have a weekly meeting, which is an hour long, where we go into a deep dive of various topics. So it gives us chance to look at cases that people are working. It gives us chance to talk about legislation or regulation that's coming down the line for us. And make sure that everybody's aligned, we all know what's happening and when, and that we can be ready for those changes. And then we've got a specialist in our team whose job is to look at those changes and that strategic picture across the piece and say, here's what the horizon looks like. We need to be ready for these changes.
And I guess also, I mean, I suppose something like Jade would have come in quite handy, being cloud-based, and you were able to, you know, the role is not, you know, you're stuck in an office having to do it there. You can actually do that from home, so that would have helped a great deal.
Yeah,
so.
It was seamless for us. We were able to just plug and play, if you like, and move to a different location and get on with our work.
Yeah, really
helpful.
Yeah. So obviously financial crime fighting is not just about internal staff training and knowledge and awareness. The customers have a part to play too. So, I mean, what are you guys doing in terms of, you know, to ensure the customers are aware of the issues?
Great question. Yeah, so we do a lot of work on our website on skipton.co.uk. We have a security centre called the Safe Hub, where people can find out information about the types of scams that are out there, what they look like, so how they could spot them, what to do if they get caught by one, and how to avoid them in the first place. So we give loads of information on our website about all different types of scams. We then have a rolling program of social media updates that share, again, different types of scams and what to do to avoid them. We try to time those with various things that are happening in the year. So, for example, we did one on romance scams, and that was timed around Valentine's Day when people are all thinking about that. We've done some HMRC scam awareness that was timed around the end of the tax year. So we try to use timeliness in the year for the right kind of social media posts to educate the public.
So you guys are adopting very much an online first approach.
Absolutely.
With how you tackle things. So, but branch wise, is there still a...
So the branches have got collateral in the branches that they can actually share with customers. So we've got the scam awareness that we have online is mirrored in a leaflet version. So we can give that out to customers. The branch teams are amazing at spotting people who are vulnerable to a scam. We get many calls throughout the day from branch colleagues who are worried about a customer. So, yeah, they're very good at spotting it.
Okay, so I suppose just quickly to wrap up, just I'm interested to know your thoughts on what you see as the kind of the key traits either an individual or a group needs to get going in this space, you know, to actually, you know, do a good job. What would you see?
I think if you think about personal qualities of somebody who would be successful working in a financial crime environment in that prevention space, it is about that curiosity, number one. So a naturally curious mind is really, really helpful. You can't always take the first answer as the only answer. You've got to want to dig a little bit deeper and really understand what you're looking at. I think you need to have mental agility. So one of the things that all financial crime professionals have to have, I think, is the ability to jump from topic to topic very quickly and be able to move back again and understand that where they are in a particular topic and subject, where they are in an investigation, you have to be able to do that quite quickly. So that mental agility is really key. And then I think there's the kind of ethical part of somebody that has to be about doing the right thing by the customer. So there has to be that desire to do the right thing. That has to be there, I think. This isn't just a 9-to-5 job, and it isn't just a job, some would say. For me, it's a very personal, ethical, values-driven vocation. You know, I feel like I've found the thing that gets me up in the morning, keeps the fire lit from a motivation perspective, because it's a really interesting place to work. I think if you've got those three qualities of curiosity, mental agility, and that I want to do the right thing, then you set up for success in this kind of industry.
Brilliant. Well, that's great. Look, Stacey, thank you so much for your time today. It's been really nice
to talk
to you. For more information on Jade Third Eye, please visit jadethirdeye.com.